I have a niece who, as a 6-year-old, declared her gastronomic independence at the dining room table, just as the roasted reason for the season was paraded out on its festive holiday platter. She refused to eat even one slice of the magnificent Thanksgiving turkey. "Isn't this a bird?" she asked. "Didn't we see this kind of big bird at the petting zoo last month? And wasn't his name Tom?" "Well, yes, this is a turkey, but I promise you his name isn't Tom." "But this one on the platter had a face, didn't he, before he was cooked?" "Yes." "I won't eat anything with a face." It was her final word, and she stands firm on that today, some 30 vegetarian years later. I thought about this when reading about the turkeys at the White House. Take that any way you wish. With Thanksgiving less than a half dozen meals away, let's take a look at the fowl awaiting their fate. Just like most things in Washington, the deal is fraught with faux suspense. Which turkey will be spared from being the White House entree on the big day? Those two selected presidential turkeys awaiting a pardon before Thanksgiving. 20 contestants are hand-fed, listening to soothing music. Some years they prefer classical, some years country. And they have to audition for the honor of first turkey. There are points given for each turkey: appearance, photogenic for press releases, poise, temperament, stage presence, and personality. There is a winner and a first runner-up, should the winner be unable to serve as first turkey. It is said that some of the past chosen bird duos have been unruly, obviously overwhelmed by the significance of the ceremony of the president, known in today's press as the POTUS, P-O-T-U-S, initials meaning President of the United States, granting pardon to the season's big bird, or TOTUS, T-O-T-U-S, Turkey of the United States. The first actual informal pardoning was prompted by President's son, Tad Lincoln, and it wasn't at Thanksgiving, but actually for Christmas dinner. The boy took a liking to the handsome bird chosen for the White House main course. So the turkey was removed from the holiday menu and soon became a family pet at the Lincoln White House. Rumor has it that the Lincoln celebrated Christmas with tofu that year. Not really. After the camera stopped rolling at the event and the POTUS has gone back to less amusing work, the TOTUS and his first runner-up are whisked away to their final destination. For many years, retirees went to Disney World, some to zoos, one year to a Virginia estate in horse country. This year, the lucky pair are spending their retirement on the campus of Virginia Tech. Now known as Hokie Turkeys in their new digs, they may be planning for degrees in political science, or maybe try out for cheerleader.